Good morning. Let's go ahead and get started. It's 10:30. With us today, I want to recognize Senator Wilikowski is here, Senator Gene Theriault, and my co-chair on the House side, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jay Ramirez. Welcome all. I'm going to read a letter like last week and give you an update on some legal developments in the case. On September 12, 2008, the Senate Judiciary Committee authorized the issuance of 14 subpoenas. 13 were for witnesses, and the last was for Mr. Frank Bailey's cell phone records. Senate President Lyda Green concurred in that action, thus satisfying the statutory requirements of AS 2425010B. The purpose of the subpoenas was to assist Mr. Stephen Branchflower in his investigation into the events and circumstances surrounding the termination of former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. Last week, I reported to you on the status of these subpoenas. At that time, six of the witness subpoenas had been served and seven had not been served. Last week's report covered the six witness subpoenas that were served and the document subpoena for Frank Bailey's cell phone records. Today I'm reporting on the seven subpoenas that were not served. The subpoenas that had not been served as of last Friday, September 19, 2008, were for Ms. Diane Kiesel, Ms. Annette Kreitzer, Ms. Nikki Neal, Mr. Brad Thompson, Mr. Michael Nizek, Ms. Chris Perry, and Ms. Janice Mason. Now then, taking them in the order listed, Ms. Diane Kiesel was served with her subpoena on September 23, 2008 in Dutch Harbor, Alaska. Ms. Annette Kreitzer was served with her subpoena on September 21, 2008 in Juneau, Alaska. Ms. Nikki Neal was served with her subpoena on September 21, 2008 in Juneau, Alaska. Mr. Brad Thompson was served with his subpoena on September 21, 2008 in Juneau, Alaska. Mr. Michael Nizek was served with his subpoena on September 21st, 2008 in Juneau, Alaska. Ms. Chris Perry was served with her subpoena on September 23rd, 2008 in Wasilla, Alaska. Ms. Janice Mason was served with her subpoena on September 21st, 2008 in Juneau, Alaska. All of the subpoenas listed above commanded the witness to appear here today, September 26, 2008 at 10 a.m. to give testimony to the Judiciary Committee. None of the witnesses have appeared. Alaska Statute 2425030 sets out our procedure in this particular situation. The statute reads as follows. If a witness neglects or refuses to obey a subpoena, the Senate or the House of Representatives may, by resolution entered on its journal, commit the witness for contempt. If contempt is committed before a committee, the committee shall report the contempt to the Senate or the House of Representatives, as the case may be, for such action as may be considered necessary. A copy of this letter will be delivered to the President of the Senate in order to satisfy the statute's requirements. Regarding some recent legal developments, these subpoenas, I'll remind you and the public, were issued 2 weeks ago. Late yesterday afternoon, the Department of Law filed a lawsuit asking that the subpoenas be declared invalid. That lawsuit was not filed on an emergency basis, meaning that the Department of Law did not formally request a quick decision from the court. By not filing for injunctive relief on an emergency basis, the department has put its lawsuit on a slow track. The lawsuit was followed by a letter to the Judiciary Committee this morning asking that our committee stop its work and wait for a decision from the court. Let me remind the department and the public that this investigation began nearly 2 months ago. The administration and the Department of Law have repeatedly promised cooperation with this inquiry, both orally and in writing. Indeed, we are here today because of Attorney General Kohlberg's abrupt and complete change in position. On July 29, 2008, the Legislative Council Committee gave me a job to do. That committee and the Judiciary Committees of both bodies are engaged in a simple search for the truth. We intend to keep pursuing that goal. Thank you.